Thank you, Peter Parcek, for that fantastic live performance. I don't know if you guys remember, but we had Peter Parcek the last time we did Live Day. It was Acoustic Live Day on WMWM. Fantastic. And we had him on at WMFO twice. Fantastic. I don't think I've ever heard Peter Parcek and gone, man, that was just all right. No. 111% every single time. Just amazing.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We have more amazing music to get to, and the less I talk, the more you can listen. So I want you guys to enjoy this great interview with Jennifer Truesdale, and then you've got a twofer from her. You've got herself solo, and then you've got her with her band. So sit back, kick back, and enjoy.
Hello, folks. Kirsten here of Rock Opera on Markskin Radio and Something About the Women on WMFO. I have on mic, but remotely, Jennifer Truesdale, singer-songwriter and recording artist. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Kirsten. It's so great to be here with you.
Thank you, and it's so great to have you be a part of Live Day.
I am thrilled to be a part of Live Day. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be fantastic.
Fabulous. I'm wondering if you can tell us what you think about Live Day and what you're planning to submit for this event.
Absolutely. You know, first of all, I'm just thrilled to be a part of it in whatever form it is, whether it's live or you know, on air as you're doing this time. To me, it's a celebration of live music, which we are all just celebrating like crazy right now, and of independent and local artists, as well as independent and college radio, which is just such a huge part of our music scene and our music identity. We're so grateful for independent and college radio and just really happy to be a part of it.
Fantastic. And you submitted a couple songs for this event. Can you tell us about them?
Sure. Yeah, I submitted a couple of songs. One of them is an acoustic version of my song Thinking of You, recorded live. It's an audio and video recording, recorded live with my good friend and amazing guitarist, Joe Musella. So that's on there. And then also a live version of my song, I Need You Tonight. Both of these songs were on my 2019 release, Through the Circle. And this version of I Need You Tonight was one of our, what I have been calling our Together Apart recordings. During COVID, we recorded a lot of our songs remotely, but live, and released these live recordings. And this is with my full band, and it's really awesome.
Okay, so Through the Circle is Jennifer's recording that is available on all of the usual places, including her website. So kudos to that. Jennifer also has a couple of gigs coming up. So the Mystic River Celebration at the newly painted Condon Shell on September 25th between noon and 4 p.m. and a full band show on October 16th at the Burn. That is going to be fabulous.
I am so excited. I've got a bunch of shows coming up, and those are two key ones. And the one on the 16th of October will probably be the only show we do this year with my full 10-piece band, which is just amazing. And we're super, super excited for that, as well as the show on the 25th at the Condon Shell in Medford. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if anybody wants to check out like a full listing of my upcoming gigs, you can just go to my website, jennifertruesdale.com, and click on calendar, and they're all there.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks for coming on mic with me, Jennifer.
My pleasure, Kirsten. Thanks so much for having me, and thanks so much for including me in Live Day. I'm really excited, and really excited to hear all of the performers that day. It's going to be fantastic.
When the wind blows, I think of you. When the morning comes, gently kiss and the leaves will do, yeah. When night falls and the moon shines bright, yeah. That's when I think of you. You know I think of you. Same old story, same old song about a love that's moving on. Said it was beautiful, but you just can't stay. Yeah. And when your journey takes you far from here, your voice will whisper in my ear. And I think of you. Thinking of you, said I just think of you.
Folks, can you believe we're only a quarter of a way through this event? No, neither can I. We still got several more hours of great music and interviews. Up next, the amazing Roberta Lamb, first interviewed by the amazing Kirsten, and then with a live set. So please sit back, grab yourself a little cozy spot in your house, and enjoy.
Hello, folks. Kirsten Chervinsky here of Rock Opera on Mark Skin Radio and Something About the Women on WMFO. With me on mic, but remotely, is Roberta Lamb, a singer-songwriter with unique influences. Roberta draws on her classical vocal training, her love of blues and pop, and her appreciation for a timeless tune to entertain. She performs at a variety of venues such as cafes, folk festivals, farmers markets, and wherever artists share their voice. Hey, Roberta, welcome.
Well, hi. How are you, Kirsten?
I am fantastic, and I'm really looking forward to Live Day, which you are a part of this time around.
Thank you so much for including me. I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
Yeah. Can you share with us what Live Day means to you?
Well, I'm so happy to get together with my fellow singer-songwriters and performers, even if it is in this other venue style that we have planned. And I'm really happy to reconnect with my wonderful colleagues at WMFO and Mark Skin Radio, because this is so exciting to be a part of this community. After all, we've all lost the opportunity to be connected and to hear each other, to see each other face to face, and to support each other. So this gives us an almost replicated experience of getting together. So I can't wait to hear everybody's music and to be in the lineup with all those amazing rock stars.
Well, fantastic. And we're so thrilled that you are a part of this. And one of the musicians mentioned that she felt that this was a showcase of musicians who have been so active during this time of COVID. And you definitely fit that description.
Yeah, I've been working very hard.
Yes.
I've been working on slide guitar. So lots of new things. So lots of new music. And one of these days, I'll even make an album of the whole COVID time. I have a title for it. It's called Talking to Myself.
That is fantastic. Well, you do have an album out, Not Your Mama's Blues. It is available in all the usual places, plus Bandcamp. And I know you have a couple of upcoming gigs, September 11th, performing at Reading Porch Fest, and yes, August 29th, the Rhode Island Folk Fest. You're going to be at the Emerging Artist Stage 215, is that right?
That's right. That's in Riverside, Rhode Island. It's worth a drive if you're not a Rhode Islander. And it's outdoors, it's free, and there'll be some amazing musicians, including some of our Live Day performers. So a lot of people go back and forth between Rhode Island and Massachusetts. So please, you're welcome. Please join us.
Okay,
I've got
fantastic.
A set of my originals, so can't wait to bring them out.
Great. So that's August 29th, 2:15 at the Rhode Island Folk Fest on the Emerging Artist Stage. Thank you so much, Roberta, for joining me.
Well, thank you, Kirsten. I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
Start right in. I don't know the constellations, can't tell Jupiter from Mars. As I stare into the night sky, I am dazzled by the stars. I don't know the constellations in the heavens up above, and I don't know how I got here in this universe of love. I don't know the constellations or what's coming down the road, and my final destination is for parts unknown. I don't know the constellations or the voices calling me, the signpost of a shooting star, remains a mystery. I don't know the constellations or what's coming down the road, and my final destination is for parts unknown. We only see a fraction of the picture, we're here but for a moment in time. I kneel under the canopy of riches and the glory in the divine. I don't know the constellations or what's coming down the road, and my final destination is for parts unknown. Yes, my final destination remains parts unknown.
That's called Constellations, and it's written by a good friend of mine, Rich Eilbert. He's a wonderful singer-songwriter. He couldn't be here tonight, so shout it out to Rich Eilbert. I'm going to switch over to an original. This is mostly originals tonight. This one is called Four-Legged Love, and it's my shout-out to our animal friends. I'm a pet lover, and I think we have a few pet lovers here tonight. So this is the song that I wrote. It's actually on my album. It's called Four-Legged Love. But I happen to be on the website where they register singer-songwriters' royalties, and I noticed that this song, although I recorded it, is under pending societal review. And then I wondered, like, maybe somebody might have gotten the wrong idea about this song. But it's a clean-cut song. It goes like this. We reach for the stars on our quest for adventure. We hunger for love, no matter our gender. Some go searching online for that one special Valentine. On Tinder a match, are we wasting our time? Staring at screens gives us plenty of means, but electronic love ain't what it seems. First you're posted, then you're ghosted. Who knows their motive then? You're wondering why you're left high and dry. But four-legged love is one for the ages. Our pets win our hearts, and they are our sages. Their love's unconditional, they never talk back. They agree with our politics and don't give us flack for our quirks and shortcomings. They're forgiving, no misgivings. From felines to turtles, they try not to hurt us for the best dividends. Find a four-legged friend, a four-legged friend. Love can elude us when our partners confuse us, but those four-legged friends never cease to amuse us. You get the gist.
who'll get that first kiss? Is it my sweet talking baby or my four-legged lady? 'Cause four-legged love is one for the ages. Our pets win our hearts, and they are our sages. Their love's unconditional, they never talk back. They agree with our politics and don't give us flack for our quirks and shortcomings. They're forgiving, no misgivings. From felines to turtles, they try not to hurt us for the best dividends. Find a four-legged friend, a four-legged friend.
That's four-legged love. I'm going to switch guitars. Thank you all so much. I see your happy clapping. And thank you. And this is a song that I also wrote a while back. I wrote it really when I was thinking about how much science matters, and the subject that I wrote about was water quality. So it's entitled Let's Drink to That. It's not really a bar song, but then as we got to the pandemic, of course, we realized just how important science is, so it's sort of my love affair to the scientists. But then it turns out that I heard on the news that Anheuser-Busch is coupling with the White House, and I suppose the scientists, in this effort to get everybody, or 70% of adults, vaccinated by July 4th. So let's work together. Get yourself a beer, and we can hopefully all get vaccinated, and Anheuser-Busch is going to give free beer to all Americans. So let's drink to that.
Among our crew, we stand up to fight.
Okay. Hope you got your beer going. Thanks. I'm coming back to this guitar, but I have to change one string. I just might forget if I don't do it now. I'm so happy that I was able to get another guitar during the pandemic. All right, what we got now? All right, so this is a song. Oh, wait a minute. Too fast, it's this guy. This is a song that I wrote just a couple of months ago. It's called One Step Away. I actually entered it in the Tiny Desk contest for NPR. It goes like this.
An aging dog with failing sight, on steps and paths he takes his time. Dinner scraps, waits for treats, then finds a spot, curls by her feet. A one misstep, a one missed rail, the aging pair fall down the stairs. And just like that, we're all saying goodbye. Just one step away from a nightmarish fear, an unbearable loss, and a bridge we must cross. One step. One step away. In the checkout line for his favorite wine, to bring to a friend's birthday party, he takes a call, then he's in free fall, when his doctor tells him the bad. He's just a young man. What they found on his scan would change his life forever. And just like that, we're only a step away from saying goodbye. Just one step away from a nightmarish fear, an end too near, and a bridge we must cross. One step away, one step away. She wonders about her long lost friend. Could she bravely reach out? She takes a risk. They rebuild their bond. And by holding out, they turned it around. From that day on, their weekly call filled with joy and laughter. And just like that, we're only a step away from starting again. Just one step away from moving past the years. So two old friends they can cross.
one step away. Now I change back to the other guitar. All right. This is the newest song that I've written. I just wrote it about a month ago. See my dog walking around. Ringo, go sit down, sweetheart. Because if you walk that way, you're going to knock the guitars over. The song is called Planting Seeds. Sometimes I get lonely. Sometimes I need a friend. Sometimes I miss my family. When will I see them again? Sometimes what I need is connection and some hope. Sometimes planting seeds in the garden helps me cope. The daffodils and tulips reach proudly towards the sky. The morning glories open from green and curling vines. I plant the seedlings carefully to spread wide or climb a pole, then marvel as those plants emerge as if in my control. I've hoped for lasting love that grows stronger over time. The path that I went down was just an uphill climb. I have the choice to shut it down or maybe start again. Stay open to connection, to find it where or when. If plants and trees return each spring from winter or a drought, then I can shake off fears and doubts. My blessings I'll recount. A breach can shut down faith and cut us off from what might be. I'll start again with hope to reach across an angry sea. I've hoped for lasting love that grows stronger over time. The path that I went down was just an uphill climb. I had the choice to shut it down or maybe start again. Stay open to connection and find it where or when. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you so much. That's planting seeds. Let me just grab a sip of water here. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. I'm having a lot of fun. All right, let's see. This song is a breakup song. It's called It Takes Two. And but don't read too much into it. It's just a song. It started out like a dream. We met for ice cream and my hopes were high. We conversed about travel, my trips to Seattle. He seemed like a great guy. Both of us older with grown-up kids, so God forbid if we turned a blind eye to what must do. So we called the rabbi, we called the rabbi. We fixed up our house, me and my spouse, our kids got along. But it wasn't too long before I was strong-armed. I knew I didn't belong. Living with you was making me blue. Time to change my lifestyle. Walking down that aisle, I must have been in denial. My life was on trial. Two to process. It takes two to be nice, so take my advice. To make it work, you can't be a jerk. One goes off kilter, the other's bewildered, and what's left is a mess, causing hurt and distress. What started as love needs rebranding, or all that's left is misunderstanding. My feet were starting to bruise in that pair of tight shoes. Time to review. I thought that I could make do, till one day I knew my life would fall through. Folks would not understand. We'd come to the end of our rendezvous. Gotta get me some space, no longer face to face with you. It takes two to be nice, so take my advice. To make it work, you can't be a jerk. When one goes off kilter, the other's bewildered, and what's left is a mess, causing hurt and distress. What started as love needs rebranding. Is misunderstanding. I'm going to sing one more to close out. But before I do, I want to say thank you to so many people who came to hear me tonight. It's really great to have you all here. I know I have my family here, and thank you so much. I don't want to call you out and embarrass you, but thank you, my friends, and new friends as well. And my name again is Roberta Lamb, for those that don't know me. And you can find my music at robertalam.com, on Bandcamp, streaming at all the usual places, Spotify, etc. Just come and visit me on Instagram, Roberta Lam Music. And you can even send me an email at roberta@robertalam.com. My kids make fun of me for that funny email. But anyway, I especially want to thank Mike Geffner, who was so gracious to invite me not once, but twice to come here. So, of course, I know this is Zoom. And those other shows that I did, by the way, in Israel and Germany, and were via Zoom, I have to tell you that. But it was fun, one of the silver linings in the pandemic. This is a really beautiful song that was written by Jeff Bartley and John Gorka. They wrote the lyrics. Just gonna get one more sip of water. I saw somebody just wrote that counts. Thanks. Anyway, this song is called Cut by Wire, and I love it so much. It goes like this. So thanks to everybody. Have a great night, and stick around for open micers. I hope we have some.
Christmas card that you drew for me, done by the hand that I knew so well, disguised a message that you could not tell. I see you your potter's wheel. The peace you're throwing is the peace you feel. The softest colors and an eye so true for cups and bowls that are shaped like you. In porcelain cut by wire, and now as ever lovers walk through fire. When we were breaking, we made no sound. The pieces almost touching on the ground. Someone there who stands behind you as you brush your hair. Oh, does he hold you like a long lost friend? Or are you like me on your own again? You in a minor key, wondering if there's something left for me. I'm only writing so I can sleep. I never found another love. By wire, but now as ever lovers walk through fire. When we were breaking, we made no sound. The pieces almost touching on.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you. Thanks to everybody who came. I know folks are here from the West Coast, the Midwest, the East Coast, all over the place. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Big hand for Roberta Lamb there. Thank you once again for contributing, and thank all the artists for contributing. We're grinding away here about halfway through, and we want to take a quick break to play you some interviews from some of the other artists who have included videos. You may not hear them here, but we do ask you to go to the Facebook page, take a look, and listen to their music. Anyways, here are three artists who you can find their videos on our Facebook page.
Hello, folks. Kirsten Chervinsky of Rock Opera on Markskin Radio and Something About the Women on WMFO. I have Lily Senna, singer-songwriter who fronts the band Lily Black. Lily Black formed in 2014 when its members were in high school. In the years since, they played nearly every venue in the Boston area, drawing large crowds at clubs, festivals, all-age shows, and iconic outdoor events like Somerville Porch Fest and Make Music Harvard Square. Hey, Lily, thank you so much to you and the band for being a part of Live Day past and present. How are you?
I am so good. Thank you so, so much for having me today.
So great to hear you. I'm wondering, you know, you did a previous Live Day when we were all in person, and then you're helping us out with our kind of new way of doing streaming. Can you share with us what Live Day means to you?
Absolutely. So to me, Live Day is so, so important because college radio gives smaller and independent artists a chance at having their music heard, whereas I feel as though larger radio doesn't always give smaller artists the chance. So college radio is so important to me for that reason. And Live Day captures that essence perfectly. And I am so, so, so happy to be a part of it. Thank you so much.
Well, we are honored to have you on our roster. Absolutely. And I just want to remind folks that the band's recordings can be found in the usual locations, including Bandcamp and Lily Black has a new 3-song EP, One More Mistake, available on August 27th, but can be pre-ordered. And I know because I've pre-ordered it. So fantastic. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you so, so much.
Hello, folks. Kirsten Chervinsky of Rock Opera on Markskin Radio and Something About the Women on WMFO. Here on mic, but remotely, is Linnea Herzog, singer, songwriter, guitarist for Linnea's Garden, a glam punk trio out of Boston. So previous to Linnea's Garden, she was with Power Slut. You may have heard them when they came into the studio at WMFO. Linnea's Garden started in March 2020 and has been releasing singles and videos. Recordings are available on Bandcamp. So Linnea, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much, Kirsten.
Hey, thank you so much for being here and being a part of Live Day. I know we're doing it remotely, but I'm wondering if you can tell us, what does Live Day mean to you?
For me, it really seems like a huge celebration of the return to live music in the Boston music scene. And I'm really excited to be playing shows again. And it's also, I was looking at the list of everyone who's has performances and videos, and it really seems like it's a showcase of people who have kept the music going during the venue shutdown. And all these people really inspired me a lot as we were putting out singles and videos remotely for Linnea's Garden.
Thank you so much. I love how you put that. It is a celebration and indeed a showcase of some very hardworking musicians, yourself included, which is why you've got a lot coming up.
Yeah, we do.
Yes. So what I have listed here is Linnea's Garden has a recent release of Replacement, which people will hear on Live Day, off of the EP Nowhere Friday Nights. And then you've got some upcoming events, including Red on Red event on August 20th at Once Boynton Yards. And then you have a show at O'Brien's on September 17th. And then Town and City Fest in Lowell on October 22nd.
Yeah, we're really excited. We'll be opening the Screaming Females show, actually, for the Town and City Fest. So that should be a great day.
Fantastic. And it sounds like you might be working on a debut album in the future.
We are. We're actually in the middle of recording it. I just need to lay down some vocals, and we're hoping to wrap that up like early fall and release it sometime next year.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Keep us in the loop because we will be playing you here on Something About the Women.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Hello, folks. Kirsten Travinsky of Rock Opera on Mark Skin Radio and Something About the Women on WMFO. Here on mic, but remotely, is Andrea Gillis, singer-songwriter. Andrea, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Kirsten.
Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for being part of Live Day.
Yes, I'm happy to be. I've always heard of it, so I'm very happy to be.
It's going
to
be a fun time, and I was wondering, can you tell us what Live Day means to you?
Well, I have two answers. One would be Live Day would be like, oh my God, I'm late for Live Day. My alarm didn't go off. And then my second one would be, it would be something that I'd want to go to, but I'd probably have a gig somewhere and I'd miss the awesome live gig, the Live Day, because I always have a gig and I always miss cool stuff because I have a gig. Uh-huh. So that's what it means. But the two answers I came up with anyway,
yeah,
meant what Live Day meant to me.
So the nice thing about this is it is streaming and it is remote, so you don't have to fit it into your schedule.
That's great. And you don't have to, you can keep your PJs on.
You can
keep
your
really late. Right? I don't know, it's kind of hot, kind of warm for PJs right now.
It is. But let me assure you, when we do Live Day in person, mm-hmm. we will find that sweet spot that is gives you time to sleep in, get out of your mm-hmm. PJs, come into the station, mm-hmm. and not miss your gig. We'll do it. We'll do it all.
We're going to do it all. I'm there. Yeah.
So you're on Red on Red Records, and
yes.
you have something coming up soon?
Yep, I'll have my second single coming out really soon. So, you know, no exact date yet, but very, very soon.
Okay.
So I'll be looking forward to that.
Hold you accountable to that and looking yes, forward
please
to hearing.
Do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Please do.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Kirsten. Have a good day.
You too.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Me.